Jane Fonda blames men for climate change, we have to arrest and jail those men. By David Ng on May 27, 2023. Hollywood star Jane Fonda made the outrageous claim Friday that climate change is being caused exclusively by men, specifically white men, adding that those men must be arrested and jailed. She also blamed the patriarchy and racism for global warming. Speaking at a career retrospective at the Cannes Film Festival in France, Jane Fonda promoted her radical climate activism efforts, saying the world has about 7-8 years to cut fossil fuel consumption in half. She also said poor people of color as well as populations in the Southern Hemisphere will be hit hardest by global warming. It is a tragedy that we have to absolutely stop. We have to arrest and jail those men, they're all men, she added, according to a Deadline report. Later, Fonda continued her anti-male climate harangue. It's good for us all to realize, there would be no climate crisis if there was no racism. There would be no climate crisis if there was no patriarchy, she reportedly said. A mindset that sees things in a hierarchical way. White men are the things that matter and then everything else, is, at the bottom. Fonda failed to mention that China, which isn't run by white men, ranks as the world's largest polluter, emitting more greenhouse gases than all developed nations combined. She added. So when I say that I'm fighting the climate crisis, I also feel that I'm fighting patriarchy and racism. It's important because we have to get out of the silos. Feminists over here, environmentalists over here. That's what I learned when I started being an activist around the Vietnam War. The more you go down any issue, whatever it is, you realize that it's all connected. And if we solve the climate crisis and we haven't solved those other things, we're gonna be in trouble. As Breitbart News reported, Jane Fonda previously offered her theory of climate change during a January appearance on NBC's The Kelly Clarkson Show. Well, you know, you can take anything—sexism, racism, misogyny, homophobia, whatever, the war, and if you really get into it, and study it and learn about it and the history of it and, everything's connected. There'd be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism, she said. Fonda's climate activism began in earnest in 2019 when she led a series of protests in Washington, including one where she was arrested on Capitol Hill. She has since organized Fire Drill Fridays, a series of in-person and virtual climate protests that recruit Hollywood celebrities to champion her cause. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.